Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. We'd like to say greetings to you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Bishop Jackson coming to you on behalf of the Fellowship of Christians Movement located in Florence, South Carolina. We thank God for the opportunity to share the Word of God with you tonight. I'm speaking in behalf of my daughter, Arthenius Jackson. And first, I'd like to give honor to Brother Robert, who made this possible for us, and also to Pastor Toy. We thank God for enabling him to be able to share this word across the land. Because the Bible does say, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And words can go now as before we had to travel to get the message out. But now, thank God for technology, we definitely can do like the scripture and go into all the world and preach to all nations. So for that, we are really grateful, and I thank God for the opportunity to be with you this evening. And we trust and hope something that we say tonight concerning God's word will be uplifted to you, especially in a time like this with everything that is going on in the world today. But one thing I would like to say to you tonight, I've said many times to the congregation, because we know that God is in charge of it all, is that nothing happens except God allows it. We have to learn to accept what God allows. So please remember that, my sisters and my brothers, nothing happens except God allows it. We must learn to accept what God allows. Now, the Bible tells us in Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And this is a time that we need to reach back to the Word of God, and it's the only thing that can comfort us, and it is the only thing that will give us hope. Because the things that are happening today, it had already been written. And Timothy says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. So God's word is right, is settled in heaven, and we must live by the word of God. He said in St. John 8:31, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And the 32nd verse says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, my sisters and brothers, what I want to talk with you a little bit tonight about is I want to exhort you and admonish you. Keep this thought in mind. Keep your seed in good soil. Your seed in good soil. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians 1:23. Paul said, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Wherefore, I, Paul, am made a minister. Now, what Paul was exhorting the church at that time, and what God's word is exhorting you and I today, is that we must make sure that we stay grounded and settled. Grounded and settled in the faith. And we must not be moved. Regardless to what come or go, we must not be moved from the hope of the gospel. Because it is our hope in the gospel is the thing is they're going to carry us through. It is the thing that is going to get us through. So we must keep our seed in good soil. Now, we want to begin now in Matthew chapter 13. A very familiar scripture. Jesus sat in the boat, used it for a pulpit, and began to talk to a great congregation. And the Bible says, the same day Jesus got out of the house and sat by the seaside, and a great multitude were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And after he gave them this parable, then he proceeded to give them the disciples the meaning of the parable. In the 22nd verse, let's start at the 18th verse. Say, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth them, and that which was sown in his heart, this is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy rejoiceth, yet he hath no root in himself, but doeth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. 22nd verse, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. For he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it not, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. Now, what I want to do is put a little twist when we are talking about the seed. Now, the sower that sowed the seeds. Now, when we go and buy a pack of seeds to start our garden, every one of those seeds have the same quality. Everyone has the same quality. What makes the difference is the soil. That's what makes the difference, is the soil. Now, we, as children of God, we are seeds, both biologically, naturally, and spiritually. So once we have been sowed, it's up to each individual as to how the soil that they begin to partake in. Because they all the seeds are the same quality. But what happened is once we get into the wrong ground or the wrong soil, this is when we begin to become unfruitful. That's why Paul told us to be grounded and settled. David said in Psalms 37 and 25, he said, I've been young and now am old. Yet I've never seen the seed. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither is seed beg and brave. As long as we stay in the good soil, God will never abort us. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed beg and brave. What caused us to start having to beg and get in a bad situation and become unfruitful is because we do not stay planted in good soil. Let's look at Psalms, the first chapter. Remember our thought, keep your seed in good soil. Psalms 1 and 1 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Okay, number one, once you start walking with the wrong ones, you find ourselves in bad soil. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. When these things start happening to us, we start walking with the ungodly, and when we start standing, getting in the way of the sinners, and when we start sitting with the scornful, then we'll find ourselves getting in contaminated soil. There's good soil and there's bad soil. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. As long as we keep the law of God in our heart, we will maintain good soil. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And watch this. Third verse says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That's where you know you got good soil. When that thing becomes fruitful and begin to flourish, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. My sisters and brothers, we are good seeds, because God, when he created man, he created his in his image. David said, I'm wonderfully made. So we all are good seeds. We all are seeds. We all are full of talents. We're full of gifts. We all have potential. But when we start getting into unhealthy soil, this is the thing that will pull us down. God said, I know my thoughts towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. But the only way we can get that, we have to stay in that good soil. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. As long as we keep God's word in our heart, that is the thing, because we'll keep producing good soil. And then when it will start producing great fruit, seeds on top of seeds on top of seeds, and we'll continue to grow. But if we don't do our part and keep our seed in good soil, then we will be like the ones that fell by the wayside, fell among thorns, and everything that was in us, the world would choke it out. Keep your seed in good soil. See, when you plant your seeds, when you plant them, along with the growth of wherever that crop is, there's going to be some weeds. It's going to automatically come. You don't have to plant weeds. They're going to come. And if you don't keep your soil or that seed weeded, the weeds will overtake it and they will choke it. It'll choke the life out of those seeds. And this is how it is with a man or a woman of God. When he has been planted, he or she has been planted, and if we don't be careful, the weeds will come in and overtake us. What is the weeds? The weeds are the cares of this life. And that's why Paul said we have to be grounded and not move from the faith of God. Grounded and settled. The song we used to sing years ago, I've been rooted and grounded, wrapped up in Jesus' arms. And that's the thing that's going to keep us, because sisters and brothers, we're living in the time now that evil men and seducers, they're waxing worse and worse. Satan is a roaring lion seeking to devour, and he has all kind of weeds with him. And sisters and brothers, if we don't keep ourselves rooted and grounded and in that good soil, the enemy will come and take us away. Just like when the man planted the wheat, he planted the wheat and the tares came up. He wanted to know what happened. He said, our enemy sold them. So as long as there's wheat, there's going to be some tares, but sisters and brothers, we got to keep ourselves in good soil. Let's look. Jesus gave a good illustration concerning two seeds, both of the same quality. Both of the same quality. Luke 15 and verse 11. Very familiar scripture. The Bible says, and he said, a certain man had two sons. Using the term two seeds to make you understand what I'm talking about. Certain man had two sons. He had two seeds. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And see what happened. Right there, we see the beginning of him not doing his part to stay in good soil. The Bible said, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance in riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. Once you get out of that good soil and get in bad territory, anything is liable to happen. You almost lose your mind. This is what happened to this man. He almost lost his mind. Because good sense, you're not going to try to eat slop. But it got just that bad. Choking on the wrong kind of soil. In verse 17, he said, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. See, if we stay in the, do our part and keep our seed in good soil, if he had did that, he never would have gotten into that situation that he in. My sisters and brothers, we are living in the end age. And the Bible says, Satan is a roaring lion seeking to devour. We have different kind of accompanying pressures all around us. This world, Satan is the god of this world, and this end time is designed to produce brain failure wherever God is concerned. It's his job to try to get our minds off of him. But if we stay grounded in that good soil, we'll be like a tree. We shall not be moved. out of all that is happening, out of all that will happen around us, we still can accomplish our dreams, our vision, if we will keep our seed in good soil. The Bible tells us that in that day shall not come except it first be a great falling away. You don't have to be a part of that falling away, because the Bible tells us that if we will keep the faith and be grounded and settled and hope for the gospel that was preached to us. These things have already been preached from us in time past. And now you're living in that time where there's such a great mix-up in the world that if we don't be careful, that we can fall by the wayside. Hebrews 4 said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering to his rest, lest any of you should seem come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We must hold to the gospel of God. We must be grounded and do our part and keep our seed in good soil, on good ground. Jesus said that he that hears my sayings and do them, I liken him unto a man that built his house upon a rock. And when the floods came, the house was still standing. Why? Because it was on a firm foundation. It was founded on a rock. It was on good ground. It was in good soil. But then he went on to say, he that hears my word and don't keep these sayings, I liken to him as a man that built his house upon sand. And when the floods came, it washed the house away. Why? Because it wasn't on good soil. It wasn't on good ground. And so what I'm saying is that if we hold on to God's word and don't change, hold on to God's word when the storms of life come up against us, we'll be able to stand because we're on good soil. But if we don't, when the storms of life come up against us, we will fall. It will choke everything that we had in us out. We must do our part and keep our seed in good soil. God's word is settled in heaven. He said, I'm God, and I change not. Sisters and brothers, we must not be so easily moved. He said in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. He said, I marvel now that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. See, we got to be careful who we connect ourselves with. See, when this son left the good soil and went over to that bad soil, it got him into a bad predicament. We must not be easily moved. Regardless to who we come up against, we must hold fast to God's word and stay grounded in the truth. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Bible tells us only in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth crucified among you? We got to stay in good soil. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. The patience, the scripture is good soil. We have to do our part and stay there. As long as we stay in good soil, we don't have to worry about God's word being choked out of us. We don't have to worry about the thorns and the plants come up and the weeds come up. Remember, all the seeds were the same quality, but what made the difference was the soil. Good soil and there's bad soil. We must stay in the good soil and don't be soon removed. The Bible tells us in the book of Titus 2:11, it reads, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Every seed is of the same quality. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. See, we have to deny certain things. Ungodliness, bad soil. Worldly lust, bad soil. Hold that there, and let's go to Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now Paul told us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free, and don't be entangled into the yoke of bondage. Stay in the good soil. Stay in the good soil. He tells to walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Spirit, walking in the spirit is the good soil. The lust of the flesh is the bad soil. Galatians 5:19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, bad soil; fornication, bad soil; uncleanness, bad soil; lasciviousness, bad soil; idolatry, bad soil; witchcraft, bad soil; hatred, bad soil; variance, bad soil. Emulations, bad soil. Wrath, bad soil. Strife, bad soil. Seditions, bad soil. Heresies, bad soil. Envying, bad soil. Murders, drunkenness, rebellion. All these are it's bad soil. And we must avoid, we must keep our seed in good soil. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, good soil, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of that is good soil. This is where we got to keep it at. And so it said in Titus, took back to Titus, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly as long as we stay in, keep do our part and stay in the good soil, it'll keep us sober. Should live soberly, righteously, godly, in this present world. Hallelujah. And see, when we do that, the Bible says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is what we're looking for, my sisters and brothers. This is what we expect to get when he says, some hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. But we can't get it if we don't stay planted in good soil. We've got to stay in that good soil. We must do our part and keep our seed in good soil. Paul, when God called him, when he was on his way to Damascus, when God changed him, when he picked him up and planted him in the good soil, he stayed there. Regardless to what happened, through all the trials that he went through, shipwrecked, whipped, in jail, he said, none of these things move me. He stayed right there in good soil. When you stay in good soil, then planting that good seed, it will produce good seed. He wrote in the book of Timothy, the second Timothy 1 and 2, he said to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I served from my fathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, a genuine faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. The fulfillment of David when he said, I'm young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somewhere down the line, we all the seeds of the righteous, something that was put in us and is up to us, was we're going to keep this thing in good soil. Paul didn't change. There was a man by the name of Demas. You know, he was like that son that removed himself out of the good soil and went out in bad soil. Well, the Apostle Paul, he kept it in good soil. He did his part. And he began and he proceeded to tell Timothy in that fourth chapter, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing and his coming and his kingdom. He told me to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. In other words, you tell them to keep your part and stay in that good soil. You say in the third verse, oh yeah, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Take themselves out of the good soil that they were planted in and remove themselves into bad soil. This is what Paul is saying. But he tells us, we that are going to stay planted in that good soil, he said, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction. Hallelujah. Staying in good soil, sometimes you might have to go through some afflictions, but that's all right. Don't move. Stay in the good soil. He said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Glory be to God. He said, if I am ready to be offered at the time of my departure, that hand, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith and laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Stay in that good soil. We shall wear a crown. We must do our part to stay in good soil. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We shall not be moved. The Bible tells us in the book of Peter, 2 Peter, one and 4, he said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he said, and besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Because this is what happens when we plant ourselves and keep ourselves in good soil. For these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. But he said, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Only way that we can make our calling and our election sure, we have to make sure that we maintain a good soil. We've got to be planted in God's word. He said, give diligence to make your calling and your election sure, for if you do these things, the Bible says, ye shall never, hallelujah, ye shall never fall. Never fall. So now let us go to the 12th verse of 2 Peter 1. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Glory be to God. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunning, devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mountain. And so he went on to say, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And it is the Holy Ghost is the thing that is going to keep us in good soil. My sisters and brothers, check your soil. See where you're being planted. Don't get on rocky ground. Don't plant yourself in rocky ground. Don't plant yourself in bad soil. But plant yourself in the good soil. David said, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And guess what? The leaf will not ever wither. And whatever you do, whatever you do, you will prosper. Why? Because you planted yourself in good soil. Your fruit will come forth in this season. You remove yourself and plant it in bad soil, you treat it with it, you become unfruitful. Jesus came and died for our sins. He did his part. Now we have to do our part and keep our seed in good soil. In light of everything that's going on in the world today, you still can be in good soil. The Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He says, this pestilence will not come nigh to thee. It's looking, brothers, we got a hiding place in God, but we must keep our seed in good soil. We're going to pray. Most holy, wise, everlasting Father, the creator of the earth, we recognize you to be God Almighty, and there's none like you. It is in you that we move and live and have our being. We realize nothing happens except you allow it. Help us to accept what you allow. God, you've been with us from the rocking of our cradles to this present time. You promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. We ask you, O God, to let your word be in our hearts and our minds that we might not sin against you, but to be obedient to that word. Father, we come to you in behalf of those that are sick, those that are stricken in their homes. We come to those, to you in behalf of those that have been stricken with the coronavirus. God, globally and locally. God, I know that your blood still works, and you said in your word that you are God that healed. Father, you said in your word that if you send pestilence in the land, if your people will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from the wicked ways, you'll heal the land. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, everyone that lift up holy hands, God, we ask you right now to magnify your power. We pray for those, oh God, that is in the hospital, stricken with this. God, we ask you to send your word and heal right now. Do only what you can do, Father. Those that have lost loved ones, we pray that you will, in your way, oh God, give them comfort. Thank you for those that you have delivered. We give your name praise. God, we ask you to be with us. Keep us in your will, Lord. Don't let us fall by the wayside. But help us, O God, to be steadfast and unmoved. O God, bless our going out and our coming in. Make ways for us. We ask that you meet the needs of the people only as you can, Lord. You did it way back then. I know you're the same, God, and you can do it now. Magnify your power in all our lives. Let your will be done in our lives. And Father, we ask you to bless each and every one of us, spiritually, physically, and financially. And it is in thy name we pray. Amen.
Real quickly, I'm just going to come on and do the announcements. And we thank you so much, Bishop, for coming in for tonight's service. And we hope that everything that was poured out will be restored to you tonight. This is the Product Purpose Camp Network. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for calling in for tonight's show. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Camp Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply send an email, or you can simply send a hello, or just let us know that you turned your life over to Christ tonight. We gladly appreciate and like to hear from you. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We're also on anywhere where there are podcasts, iTunes, LinkedIn. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook, Purpose Kingdom. We can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. With God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for calling in and listening to our show, whether you called in via phone or you're listening online. We'd like to thank you. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where you can simply type in the host name and the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We'd like to thank you once again. And Bishop Jackson, I'm just going to turn the show over where you can close us out. Thank you.
God bless you. We ask you to continue to pray for us. Pray for me that God will keep me meek and humble, that I might be meek for the master's use. Let us pray one for another, that God will keep us even in this time. And please remember, nothing happens except God allows it. We must accept what God allows it. May the grace of our God and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide, both now and forevermore. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a smile upon you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.